今天我要从腓立比书第二章来与各位分享神的话。
Today I will share with you the second chapter of the book of Philippians.
昨天我们已经提到，这一次我们大会的主题是健康的教会。
Yesterday we talked about the theme for this retreat, and that is healthy church.
健康的教会要从健康的肢体开始。
Healthy church must start with healthy members.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹的健康才是教会的健康。
So every brother and sister's health is the church's health.
昨天我们看到腓立比第一章讲到，教会就是每一个弟兄姐妹。
We talk about the church consists of.Every single brother and sister.
所以我们需要不断地在主的里面长进。
Therefore, we need to progress in the Lord.
就好像我们需要吃各样的粮食，使我们能够成长。
Just like we need to eat well, so we can grow.
今天我要跟各位的分享是，我们要以基督的心为心。
Today, my topic is the number two, with the attitude of Jesus Christ.
那是说了我们与主之间那一种亲密的关系。
That talks about our close relationship with the Lord.
我们在主的里面有真正的
安。In Christ, we have the true rest.
就好像我们昨天晚上都有好的安息一样。
Just like we had good rest last night.
但很不幸的，我们是生活在一个充满了痛苦的世界中。
Unfortunately, we live in a world full of suffering.
各样子的暴力战争，彼此之间的相斗相争。
We see enough war, power struggle conflicts.
再加上有许多的污染，在这一个资源。无限枯竭的世界里
many pollutions in this world that is almost exhausted with its resources.
那我们怎么样子能够在这样子一个黑暗的世界中能为主发光呢？
So how can we shine a light for the Lord in this dark era?
我们首先要知道人的问题在哪。
We need to know what are the problems for human beings.
人的问题是在人。有的罪性中
，because human beings is sinful，
因为人都是自私的
，because we are all selfish，
所以我们会感到不安全
，so we feel insecure，
我们会感到不满足
，we feel unsatisfied，
我们也感觉被接纳
，we feel not accepted，
用个例子，就北韩的领导金正恩
，let's use Kim Jong Un。Example, North Korean leader.
他始终觉得不安全，有人要害他。
He feels unsafe because he is afraid of being assassinated.
他已经是一个国家的元首，但他仍然不满。
He is already the leader, ruler of a nation, but he's not satisfied.
他要统一整个的韩国，成为东亚一个大的强盛的国家。
He would like.Combine North and South Korea to be a stronger nation.
他也觉得他不接受别人的接纳，他不能够被别人接纳。
He also feels that he was not accepted by other leaders.
他希望能够成为全世界的一个领袖。
He likes to be an important ruler in the world.
这是因为每一个人其实都有那个罪的本性在我们。
That is because everyone has that kind of sinful desire.
不然我们用美国的总统 Donald Trump 一样也有这样的难
题。We look at our president Donald Trump, we see many similarities.
他觉得不安全，因为这个这个时刻的这个关 可能会引发他过去许许多多错误的决定。
Due that this connection, possible connection with Russian will get him into many troubles.
那照理讲，他是那么有钱的人，但是他仍然不满足。
For a billionaire like him, he's not satisfied.
他希望能够有更多的权力在他的手上。
He would like to have more power in his hand.
那他也觉得有60%的美国人不接纳。
He also feels that around 60% of the Americans won't.
Not accepting. We
all can relate to that. Those feelings of insecure, not being accepted, and so forth.
所以这个世界的问题其实不是外表的问题，而是人内心的问题。
So the problem of the world is not on the super, superficial aspect, but rather inside our hearts.
因为人的战场都是从人的心开始。
For all the battlefields to man started from inside heart.
所以真正的改造也应当是从人的心开始。
So all the renewal must start from inside.
那我们来看腓立比书第二章第一节。
Now let's look into the words of God's words, Philippians chapter 2, 1 and 2.
神要我们心归向他。
God wants us, our heart to go to Him.
我们一起来念第一节跟第二节。
We together one and second verse.
请。 若你在基督里，若有什么劝勉。 爱情有什么安慰？圣灵有什么教导？心中有什么悲怜悯？你们不要意念相同，爱情相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
这里讲到人与人之间的关系是有四方面。
Here it refers to the inter-human relationship in four aspects.
如果我们在基督里，我们应当有这四方面的关系。
If we are really in Christ, we should have those four relationships.
我们能够彼此的劝勉。
We should be able to edify each other.
我们能够彼此的安慰。
We should be able to comfort each other.
我们能够彼此的交流。
We can communicate.
我们也能够互相的怜悯。
And we also have compassion for one another.
因为我们在基督耶稣里都是从一位圣灵受洗。
For we are in Christ and we are all baptized with one spirit.
我们也成为一个身体。
And we become one member.
只有我们在基督里，我们的心才能够开始受到改造。
Only in Christ our hearts can be reformed.
所以人的心要改变，只有回到造。 的神面前，我们才会开始有改变。The
change of human hearts must come from the Creator of human hearts, that is
God.在几年前，德州发生过这样一个故事。
A few years ago, there was this story in Texas.
有一个小男孩。 一年级的学生。
This first grader.
他叫做 Matthew Parker.
Matthew Parker.
他的肾失去了功能，需要有人捐赠肾给他。
He has one of the kidney had problem, so he needs a transplant.
那可能性是。 100个人当中才有一个可能跟他的能够 match
能够。
In general population, there's only 1% of people that has the kidney that can fit its need.
上帝造物人非常的奇妙，很多东西都是超过我们所需要用的一倍。
God created us in a natural way. Many times, God will create something that can double the capacity or the durability.
所以每个人都有两个肾，其实一个就够了。It's
like a kidney, to function, we only need one, but God gave us two.
但是我们都不愿意把多余的一个给别人。
We are very reluctant to give away the surplus.
所以当这个小男孩他需要有别人捐给他肾的时候。So
when this boy was in need,
他的老师就去做了检查，发现他跟这个小孩是可以相容的。So
his teacher went through the examination and found out that one of her kidneys can be donated.
So 他的名字叫 Lindsay Panter.
Teacher is called Lindsay Panter.
所以他就很乐意的把他的肾捐给了这个孩子。
So she did that willingly.
那上帝为什么这样子的设计我们？
Why did God create us this way?
就是叫我们了解，其实我们是共有一个来源，我们共有一个祖先，我们共有一个生命。
So that we know that we come from the same origin.
我们可以去帮助其他的人。
That we can help others.
在基督的里面更是这样。In
Christ, it's like that.
我们是互相维持。
That we are members of a body.
因为我们每一个都是连接在我们生命的主宰耶稣基督。
Different members of the body are connected through Christ.
所以我们应当过一个彼此相互的生活。
So that we should live a life that looking after one another.
我们再来读第二章三到四节。我们一起来念：凡事不可跌倒，不可贪图虚空的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比，个人不要贪图自己，也要顾别人。3:4
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
这里讲到彼此相互的生活有5方面。
So here there are 5 dimensions of looking after one another.
首先，他劝勉我们不可以跌倒。
First dimension is do not form small circles.
所谓跌倒，就是和自己喜欢的人在一起。
Which means that you only associate with those you like.
在我们教会里，我们也有 youth group 年轻人的团契。
In my church, obviously we have also the youth group.
他们当中有一个很大的难处。
And there is a difficulty.
他们每个星期五的晚上在一起聚会，大概有8-9人。
Every Friday night they get together. About 1989.
但很自然的，他们会形成在Mason学区的一个组，在 Lakota 学区的一个组，然后在 Saint Township 的又另外一个。
So they are usually forming small circles within their own school district.
那如果有这些族以外的来的年轻人，就不能够融入他们当中。And
there are some newcomers who do not belong to anyone of those existing groups. They had a hard time to fit in.
怎么样的教导他们，最后都会有这样的现象出现。
No matter how we teach them, you always observe such a phenomenon.
我们都喜欢和自己熟悉的人在一起。
You would enjoy that we like to be associated with those who like us.
但你想想看，如果是你进到了一个教会，是个陌生的，或者一个团体是你不熟悉的，你的感觉。
Now you imagine yourself, put yourself into a strange environment, a new environment. How would you feel?
我们不能够结党。
We should not form small.
第二，保罗警告我们，不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Second one is not envy of superficial glory.
在教会里的服事，往往都是要别人去再三的邀请，才肯出来做主的工。
For example, many times some people need to be invited several times in order to want to serve.
然后教会有执事，这个执事是很难去请的。
Very hard to recruit people to be deacons in our church.
在想象当中呢，应当有这么多的人都合适做执事，怎么会找不到执事？
When you look around, there are many people qualified, but we had a hard time recruiting.
那不是执事的。 职位不荣耀，
it's not because of the deacon position is not glorious.
而是他们希望有人去请他们邀他们，然后他们才觉得我是大大方方的做的。
Human nature, usually people want to be invited, consulted before they are willing to serve.
这叫做虚浮的荣耀。
That is what the Bible first says over here.
那有时候我们也是不知不觉就会掉入这样的陷阱。
And many times we were born into this pitfall unconsciously. Not unwilled.
在这里也警告我们要存心谦卑。
Here it also teaches to be humble.
谦卑不是外表的举动。
Humble is not just the outward action.
而是从内心真实的感觉你的不足。But
you should feel empty inside yourself.
而是对别人的一种尊重。The
respect to others.
在早年的时候，中国有一位很有名的传道人，叫做贾玉。
Several decades ago, there was a famous Chinese preacher, Reverend 贾玉明.
在他的神学院里面，有一次来了一位访客.
And in his the seminary that he created, one time there was a visitor.
这一位访客看到这些神学院的神学生，他们祷告的时候都喜欢这样。
So this visitor saw his seminary students when they pray, they like to do this.
怎么样呢？就是 Oh, why? 你们有没有听过这样的祷告？
They have this tendency of habit of praying this way.
就是祷告 Oh Lord, 这样的祷告。 那他就参加他们祷告会。
So the visitor participated in the prayer meeting.
在他们祷告的时候呢，他们呢发现这些学生都是这样祷告，因为贾老牧师也是这样。Because
his old pastor, Reverend Jia, also prayed this.
他的祷告就是 哦，主啊，所以每个学生都学会了。哦，这个祷告会完了以后，这位访客就跟贾老师说
：“So this visitor after the prayer meeting，
他说你怎么样这样的教你的学生，每一个都要这样的祷告，主啊，主啊。
”So he asked the pastor, why don't you teach your disciples to pray in this way?
加老牧师说：“冤枉，冤枉，真是冤枉。”
He said, I'm the innocent.
他说：“其实我是在假牙，假牙在掉牙。”
Control and moving quickly toward kids.
那个 bus 的前面把那些孩子们推离开危险的情况。
And without thinking, he jumped into the front, pushed those kids away.
结果他救了两个孩子，他自己却被这个车子撞死。
He saved the 2 10-year-olds, sacrificed a life.
在他的葬礼当中，他的女儿读了他写的一句话。
In her funeral, one of her daughters read, what she wrote.
他说：“我们必须让我们的心也像主耶稣一样，那样子为的事情破碎，我们也要同样的破碎。”
Once her mother wrote this, we must let our hearts be broken by the things that break the heart of God.
这个世界上有许多的事情是让我们的天父心碎的。
There are many things that make our heavenly Father's heart broken.
因为我们的自私，我们的骄傲，我们不愿意去帮助人。
Because of our selfishness and our pride.
当我们想到我们的天父为这样子的人，为这样的心而伤痛的时候，我们怎么样能够同样的伤痛呢？
So when we think about our heavenly Father's heart broken.For those things, how can we not stand up and act?
因为他要我们每一个人都以耶稣基督的心为心。
For he wants us to have the same attitude as Christ.
我们一起来读第二章第五节，来。
Let's read together verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
很多年前，在年轻人当中流行了这个 rap band， 就是手腕上面刻的这个字，这个旧的字是 WWJD。
Many years ago, there was a popular movement that a lot of young people who wear a wristband. It's WWJD.
我问我女儿，我说最近好久都没有看到年轻人在。在这种WWJD 或者是穿着 T 恤上面有 WWJD。
So I asked my daughter, how come recently we don't see the WWJD anymore?
她说老爹啊，你知道我戴这个的时候是十几岁，现在呢我已经30出头，30多岁，那个是那一代年轻人的文化。
My daughter answered that.Dad, when I wore this wristband, I was just a teenager, 15, 16, and I'm approaching or near, I'm around 30 now. So that was the last generation stuff.
原来真理也要透过不同的文化表达出来。
Therefore, truth must be expressed in different ways.Different generations of
cultures. Let me ask you all young people. Do you still use that word WWJD? Do you know that
mean?
WWJD. You do? Well, you're older one. WWJD means what? Jesus.耶稣会怎么做？这是一个非常好的真理。
This is a great truth.
因为主耶稣要我们说，我们当以他的心为心。
Because Jesus, because the Bible says that we should have the same attitude as that of Christ.
就是说我在这种情况，如果耶稣在这种情况下他会怎么做，我就照他的想法。
That is what would Jesus do in this situation?
很多时候有人问我说：“牧师啊，这事情我应该怎么做？”
Many times people ask me, Pastor, would you give me advice? What should I do in this situation?
我就跟他们说：“你有没有问过在你心里的耶稣？”
And I ask them, Have you ever asked the Christ in your heart?
如果你心里的耶稣他会怎么说，你就照着去做。
And think how would God would think how would Christ react to your situation, then follow what Christ.
什么是真正的谦卑？
What What is the true humility?
我们再来念第五节到第八节。Let's read chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. 他本有永恒的形象，不以自己为神通的为下落的，反倒虚拟，虚了如虎的形象，成为人的样子。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于且死在十字架。
Verses 6 through 8.Being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
什么是真正的谦卑
？What is the true humility？
神的儿子道成肉身来到这个世界，让我们看到什么是真正的谦卑。
God's Son came to this world in flesh to exemplify what humility
is. 谦卑不是无知，谦卑是真正的知道。
Humility is not ignorance, but rather have full knowledge.
谦卑也不是自卑，乃是高贵。
It is not self-pity, but rather noble.
主耶稣在他自己的城拿撒勒来传讲福音的时候，他们把他赶出去。
When Jesus came to Nazareth and preached gospel, he was expelled.
他们甚至想把他推到山底下用石头打。
The crowd even wanted to push him out over the cliff, trying to stone him to death.
但主耶稣抬头挺胸，从他们当边走过去。
But Jesus walked proudly through them.
谦卑不是自卑，谦卑是心里知道你是什么做什么，那是高贵。
Humility is not
self-pity is noble, 是高贵，知道你心里面想的怎么做的。
But truly noble, knowing what you are doing.
谦卑也不是无能，乃是放弃。
Humility is not incapable.
主耶稣他让五千人吃饱，他们就想拥戴他做王。
When Jesus performed the miracle to feed5,000, the crowd want to crown him as the king.
然而他却躲到旷野去祷告。
And he fled and went to the wilderness to pray.
他放弃要做王的机会。
He gave up the opportunity to become the king for the crown.
谦卑也不是懦弱，乃是勇气。
Humility is not cowardice, but rather courageous.
他在比拉多的面前受审问。
When Jesus was sentenced by Pilate,
比拉多问他说：“他们都说你是王，你是王吗？”
Pilate asked Jesus, "They all said you are a king. Are you a king?"
耶稣说：“我是王，但是我的世界不属于这个世界。”
Jesus said, "Yes, I am a king, but my world does not belong to this world."
谦卑也不是。被迫乃是自愿。
Humility is not being forced to do something, but rather voluntarily do something.
他说，主耶稣说，我不是被强迫要去受这个苦。
He said that I was not forced to go up to the cross.
他说，没有人能够夺取我的。
Because no one can take my life away.
是我自己愿意死。
But rather, I'm willing to give it up.
谦卑也不是虚伪。
Humility is not playing games, but rather be sufficient, be omniscient.
所以当主耶稣在哥西马尼园祷告的时候，他向
天父。
So when Jesus Christ prayed in Garden of Gethsemane, he said this to God.
他说：“如果能的话，主啊，求你撤去这杯，然而不要照我的意思，照你的意思。”
He said to the to Father God that if possible, please take this cup of bitterness away from me, but follow your will, not my will.
先被不是虚伪，而是真正的顺从。
Humility does not play games or just trying to deceive. Showing fully submissive.
谦卑也不是失败，乃是得胜。
Humility is not failure, but victory.
所以耶稣在十字架上他说的最后这句话，他不是说完了，完了，完了，他说什么？完了。
Jesus said the last word that he breathed out on the cross was, "It is finished. It is completed."
It is. 因为谦卑乃是得胜。
Because humility means victory.
因为他一定会从死里面复活，显出他完全的得胜。
Because he will be resurrected and regain life, showing full victory.
我们继续来看第九节到第十一节。
Continue on verses 9 through 11.
我们一起来念。所以神将他升为至高，又给他打超万米上上，叫一切在天上、地上和地底下行耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不叩问耶稣基督为使荣耀归于。
9 through 11. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that as the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
耶稣来到这个世界，成为一个小婴孩，是那样的无助，是那样的软弱。
When Jesus came to this world, he was in the form of a baby that was so helpless and weak.
他降生在马槽，一个马吃东西，牛羊吃东西的一个槽，一个石头的槽里面。
He was born in the manger, the place to feed the animals, the flock.
33年半的时间，他经历了人世间所有的痛苦忧伤。
In his 33.5 years, he endured all the painful experiences that human beings can take.
最后，他被钉在十字架。
He was nailed on the cross.
照个人来看，他的一生是失败，失败，失败。
From human's point of view, all his life was failure one after another.
但是第三天，他从死里面复活。
But on the third day, he was resurrected.
所有的一切就完全被改变过了。
Everything was changed over.
他被天父升为至高。
He was raised to the highest.
那意思就是说，没有任何的东西再能够比他高，除了天父。
And that means, except God, no, nothing is higher than the status.
而且给他名是超万民之名。
And gave Jesus the name that beyond every other name.
就是没有一个你能够想出来的东西的形容。能够形容他。
That is, you cannot describe it. Anything else.
没有可以与他相比。
Nothing is comparable.
而且他赐给他这一个尊贵的名。
Jesus is honorable name.
你晓得啊。
世界上的人都祷告。
We all know that in this world people pray.
我举个简单的例子啊，如果有两队的足球队在比赛。
For example, if we have two teams that play soccer.
Not soccer, I mean.
American football.
那我请问 ，Indiana 会有？
Colts.
如果 Colts 跟 Bengals 打
，Indiana Colts versus Cincinnati Bengals.
那我相信在 Indiana 有很多诚实的基督徒，也是球迷。
I believe, of course, in Indiana there are many Christian football fans that will pray.
那他们祷告希望 Colts 赢。
They will probably pray for the winning of the Colts.
那我们 Bengals 呢 ，Cincinnati 也有很多虔诚的基督徒，也祷告希望 Bengals 赢。
We Bengals fans in Cincinnati will certainly pray for the Bengals.
那我请问你，上帝要听哪一边的祷告
？So if you were to God, which side should God listen?
那是不是因为 Indiana 的这些基督徒是禁止祷告，所以他们
？Indiana prayers pray harder, they fast.
我告诉你，上帝是应该的。
要有，然后呢？
这一个世界上有许多的人，这样的宗教都向神祷告。
In this world, there are so many religions that will say they pray to God.
但是上帝是一概的。
But God will not listen.
为什么？因为他没有欠你们任何的东西。
Because God owes nothing to you.
他为什么一定要听你们的？
Why should he listen to your voice?
只有一个例外
，except，
那个例外就是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
That is in Jesus' name we pray.
因为所有上帝的应许都是在基督的里面。
For all the promises that God has given are all in Christ.
只有借着耶稣基督的名的祷告，上帝。
Only in the name of prayer, pray the name of Jesus.
所以这个基督的名是多么的宝贵，多么的重要。
That tells you how precious, honorable the name Jesus is.
好，那你说我这学会了，以后我做什么？上帝啊，我现在没有念书，但是我要记得，你救我，让我奉耶稣名，然后就进。
So can we rely on such a prayer without?Going through an examination without preparation?
No, 奉耶稣的名，这个意思就是我与耶稣的意思是相合的。
In Jesus' name means that my will is the same as Jesus' will.
我是以基督耶稣的心为心的。
Like verse 5, my attitude is the same as that of Christ.
这个才真正叫做奉耶稣的。因为你是借着耶稣，你耶稣也借着你来做他要做的事。
That means that you pray through Jesus Christ. Christ asks you to do something.
Christ uses you to do something he wants to do. 最后，天父给他万有，让他被称为万有的。
Last, God gave Jesus the ownership of everything.
这个是非常荣耀的事。
This is the most honorable thing.
你知道，我们都是双重的被耶稣所拥有。
You know that we were owned in a way twice.
我讲一个沙漠故事，就结束。有一个小朋友，他坐了一条小帆船，木船。
A kid made a wooden boat, small wooden boat.
他非常的高兴，就把这条小船放在小溪里，然后他就在旁边看那个小船在水上面慢慢的飘着飘着飘着。
So this boy put this boat into a small creek and watched the boat flowing downwards.
突然，
先变了，起了凉风，就挖这个船，就把这个小木船就带着，越走越快，越走越快，很快就小孩子看不见了。
Suddenly the weather changes and the wind blows longer and it blows away this boat outside of sight.
Boy, 这个小男孩就很伤心，就到处找不到这条船。
This boy was heartbroken because he could not find this boat anymore.
他回到家里面，他心里非常的难过。
Went home and felt very sad.
以后一段日子，他常常就去街上，看看有没有人找到他的这条小
船。So he goes to the shop and look for any opportunity that he can see this boat again.
有一天，他就看到一个杂货店，在他的展示桌里面放了就是这条小船。
And one day he did spot that boat in the grocery store.
他就问那个老板，他说。老板，这条船我可不可以把它买回来呢？因为这是我做的。
Yes, the owner, whether he can buy this boat back, he made it.
这个老板就说，这条船现在已经是属于我的了，那你要花这么多的钱，你才可以买回去。
The owner said, the boat belongs to me, so, I will list this price as such.
最后，他就给了他一个不是很高的价钱。
So he gave this boy a certain not so high price.
这个小男孩就赶快跑回家里面去，把他的钱筒小屋就打碎，然后把所有的钱就拉出来。
So the boy went home quickly and broke the saving piggy and pick up all the savings, trying to buy the boat.
然后他就跑回到那个老板那里说：“然后老板，你看，这是我所有的钱。”
Present to the owner all the savings that this boy had.
然后这个老板说：“好吧，那这条船就属于你，就回去。”
So the boat was returned back to this boy.
这个小男孩好高兴啊！他抱着这条小船走出来的时候，小船呐、啊，小船呐、啊，我两次的拥有你。
This boy said, holding this boat in his chest, saying that now I own you twice.
好，第一次我造了你，第二次我把你买了回来。
First time I created you, second time I died, I bought you back.
亲爱的弟兄，主耶稣是这样的拥有。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ owned us in the same way twice.
我们每一个人都像那一条小帆船。
Every one of us like a small sailboat.
我们被他所造。但是我们随着这世界的风漂流而去。
We were created by him, but we were blown away by the wind of this world.
撒旦魔鬼占有了我们。
Satan and devils occupied us.
他出了一个很高的代价。
The Lord gave a very high price.
No, 这一个撒旦魔鬼要求一个很高的代价。
Devil asked for a very high price.
但是耶稣他用更高没有办法叫人拒绝的代价，就是他自己的性命，把我们又重新买回来。
Jesus Christ used a price beyond measure, his own life, by a step.
所以他是万有的主，他是你的主，也是我的主。
Therefore, he is the owner of everything.
所以当你了解我们是双重的被他拥有。
So when you realize that we were owned by Christ twice.
所以我们应当回归。
So that we should go back to him.
这就是我们要以他的心为心。
That is what verse 5 means. Your attitude should be the same.That of Christ.
愿我们每一个人都能够学习 WWJD.
Let's all learn from the old saying WWJD.
当主耶稣他在我的情况中，他会怎么做
？What would Jesus do in this situation?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你无尽的恩典。
Father, we thank you for your endless grace.
亲爱的主耶稣，你是这样的爱我们，你是双重的拥有。
Jesus, you love us so much. You love us. You owe us twice.
你不但造了我们，你也用你的宝血把我们赎买回来。
You not only created us, but also redeemed us with your own blood.
主啊，让我们回到我们的心来归归于你。
Lord, help us to go back to you to reconcile.
让我们学习以你的心为心。
Let's learn to have the same heart as your heart.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ, our Lord's name.